This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Black-colored plastic used for kitchen utensils and toys is linked to banned toxic flame retardants. Black-colored plastic used in children's toys, takeout containers, kitchen utensils, and grocery meat and produce trays may contain alarming levels of toxic flame retardants leaching from electronic products during recycling, a new study has found. A product with one of the highest levels of flame retardants were black plastic pirate coin beads that kids wear. They resemble Mardi Gras beads but are more for costume wear, something of which parents should be aware with Halloween coming up. That particular product has 22,800 parts per million of toxic flame retardant chemicals, almost 3% by weight, and beads can be sucked on by kids, further exposing them to the toxic chemicals. The most hazardous flame retardants the study found in consumer products are those used in electronic enclosures on televisions and other electronics. Another product, a black plastic sushi tray, contained 11,900 parts per million of the flame retardant decabromodiphenyl ether, or DECA-BDE for short. People with the highest blood levels of PBDEs are 300% more likely to die from cancer as people with the lowest levels. DECA-BDE was fully banned in 2021 by the U.S. EPA after being linked to cancer, endocrine and thyroid issues, fetal and child developmental delays, neurobehavioral functions, and reproductive and immune system toxicity. Despite restrictions, DECA-BDE was found in 70% of samples tested. Based on exposure to contaminated black plastic kitchen utensils such as spatulas and slotted spoons, researchers say a person could be exposed to an average of 34.7 parts per million of DECA-BDE each day. Toxicologist Linda Birnbaum said, "It was especially concerning that they found retardants that aren't supposed to be used anymore. I would recommend not using black plastic for food contact materials or buying toys with black plastic pieces. The novel concern that's raised in this study is, look, black plastic that shouldn't be recycled is ending up in all kinds of products that lead to human exposure," Birnbaum said. Researchers examined 203 consumer products for bromine, a key indicator of the use of flame retardants, and then more closely examined 20 products with the highest levels. Brominated flame retardants are particularly concerning due to their toxicity and tendency to bioaccumulate or remain within the body for years. Dr. Leonardo Trasande, a professor of pediatrics, said, "I'm not aware of any safe level of brominated flame retardants." Experts say to replace plastic kitchen utensils with stainless steel options or choose plastic-free items to help reduce overall exposure to harmful additives and plastic, and not to wash or reuse black plastic containers that food comes in. Experts also say not to microwave or otherwise heat black plastic containers with food, as heat encourages chemicals to leach out into the food with which it is in contact. One of the commercial honeybee operations in Montana, Bee Haven Apiary, is preparing honeybee hives for the winter. A key part of honeybee protection comes with winter care, especially in Montana with snow and below zero temperatures. Nate Gray at Bee Haven Apiary started the commercial honeybee operation 5 years ago and has raised bees in two states. To transition bees from Montana for the winter, Gray says, "We only shut our bees down to hibernation for a month and a half. Then we ship them to California for them to start building again," Gray says. When the bees vacation in California, they pollinate blueberries and other Californian crops. Although winter beekeeping is not a complex process, it is a time-consuming one, especially with more than 1,000 colonies in a year, like Bee Haven Apiary has. Gray focuses on mite inspection, giving his bees plenty of food after foraging season is over, and not sealing the bee boxes too tightly in order to prevent condensation. And Gray says the bees have their own tactics. Gray says, "As it starts getting colder, the bees are going to start clustering and they're going to move to the top of the hive because that's where the warmth is in the hive," Gray says. To overwinter, honeybees employ another winter technique called mountain camping, which ensures the bees will have food if they run out of syrup and will also take all of the humidity out of a hive that the bees create. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.